Chapter 12. There's no place like home. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow agreed and were very happy. Then Glinda said to the lion,
"The animals in the forest need a king. They all know the stories about your courage, and you are their hero. Will you be their king?"
The lion agreed happily. Then Dorothy asked,
"But what about me? Can you help me to go home?"
Glinda smiled at Dorothy.
"Dear girl, did you learn a lesson on this journey? Are you ready to go home now?"
"Oh, yes, I am," said Dorothy. "I thought my life was boring because nothing exciting happened in Kansas. But I was happy there, and that was more important than anything else."
"Wonderful," said Glinda. "Now, your magical red shoes will help you. Tap them 3 times, and they'll take you home."
Dorothy was so happy. Then Dorothy looked at her friends.
"I'll miss you all," she said sadly.
"We'll miss you too, Dorothy,"
said the Tin Man sadly.
"Goodbye, dear friends," said Dorothy.
Then she closed her eyes and tapped her shoes 3 times. Suddenly, a strong wind carried Dorothy and Toto up into the air. Soon she arrived in her garden in Kansas. Aunt Em was very surprised.
"Dorothy, you're here," she said.
They ran to each other and hugged for a long time.
"Where were you, Dorothy?"
"I was in a beautiful land, and it was very exciting,"
answered Dorothy.
"But I'm so happy to be back. I learned an important lesson there. There's no place like home."